Africa, home to 1.25 billion people, over 60% age 25 and below. With such a youthful population, it is no surprise that potential talent abounds, especially in cutting-edge sectors like tech. And with thousands of tech companies already established and hundreds more coming up, quality is brewing every day. Over the past decade, a variety of tech talent companies have sprung forth on the continent with the primary aim of connecting said talent to local and international clients. Names like Lagos and San Francisco-based Andela and Ethiopian-based Gebeya come to mind. But Fadewale Yusuf, ex-publisher of Nigerian-based tech publication TechPoint Africa, these names were just scratching the surface. More work needed to be done. On this episode of Built in Africa, we put the spotlight on how Nigerian-based startup TalentQL wants to build a pipeline of quality African talent for local and international companies. Adewale would better appreciate the intricacies of the market in 2018 when TechPoint Africa held its first African tech talent meetup in Europe. This was done in partnership with US-based seed accelerator, Techstar. Majority of the people in attendance were software engineers who originally plied their trade in Africa, but now led dev teams in Berlin and other parts of Europe.
From the developers that came, one thing I realized is Africa, the only thing Africa have to offer the world is talent.
That's Adewale Yusuf. Inspired by the quality of talent present, he made up his mind to play a part in building tech talent in Africa. Right there and then, the seed for the idea of TalentQL was planted. But it wasn't until about 2 years after the meetup that the idea began to materialize. To kickstart the project, Adewale first stepped down as the publisher of TechPoint Africa. Meanwhile, he had enlisted the help of professionals in the talent recruitment space, Opeyemi Aweyemi and Akintude Sultan. Opeyemi is the co-founder of cloud hosting company WugoHost and Jobberman, one of Africa's largest online recruitment companies. Akintude, on the other hand, is the founder of non-profit tech accelerator DevCareer. The organization is well known for its efforts to equip up-and-coming African developers with laptops and guide them on a path to proficiency. It has attracted the attention of global beneficiaries such as Twitter and Square CEO Jack Dorsey. Together, the trio launched TalentQL in November 2020. A moniker for Talent Quiet Location, its mission is to hire, develop, and manage remote African talent for global companies. But with a plethora of established companies which provide similar services, how will TalentQL stand out from the lot? Of utmost importance to the team is its intention to source for talent outside Nigeria's largest tech city of Lagos.
Why are we really stuck in Lagos? Why is everyone here?
Well, overcrowded as Lagos is, it remains a bubbling tech ecosystem, host to majority of the country's most innovative startups. But not thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic, companies are beginning to rethink the idea of maintaining a physical presence in Lagos, with some opting for their employees to work outside the city. This is where TalentQL is rearing its young head.
Any talent that doesn't come to customer directly, we want to make sure they don't have to live in Lagos. We want to make sure they live in a place where there is no traffic and electricity.
So if not Lagos, where? Talent QL's model includes building talent campuses in less crowded cities with proximity to top tertiary institutions. Adewale believes this is a perfect combination for talent to thrive. While a number of cities fit this description, top of the pile for the team is Ile-Ife in Osun State, Nigeria.
So our first campus is in Ife. And the reason we are choosing Ife is simple. Within an hour drive to Ife, we have more than 12 higher institutions. And we realize that if we want to build this thing to be sustainable, we need to go to where talent are. And in the first place, talent relocated to Lagos for opportunity. So we are now taking the opportunity back to talent. That's what we want to do.
Beyond Ile-Ife, the idea is to set up future talent QL campuses around similar educational cluster cities like Enugu and Kaduna.
We are going to look at wherever we know that talents come from those areas. And talent for us, we look at higher institution, we look at resources, you understand where those resources are and where life is better. Life is better, security and some of the things that we really needed, internet and others.
Like the developers Talent QL will manage, you too should not be limited by your location to assess the best opportunities. Maybe you want to enjoy your favorite documentaries, movies, and online courses without the dreaded not available in your country message. Or you just want your online activities safe from prying eyes and invasive advertisers. If all of this sound like you, you definitely need a VPN, and PureVPN is one of the best when you need complete privacy or want to enjoy the internet with no limits or borders. PureVPN has got your back with over 6,000 servers in 140 countries around the world. Best of all, with one PureVPN account, you can secure up to 6 devices at the same time, whether it's a Mac, Windows PC, Linux, iPhone, iPad, an Android device, PlayStation, Xbox, or Roku box. This Christmas season, you can get up to 88% off on PureVPN's 5-year plan. Visit builtin.africa/PureVPN or click the link in the episode notes. With Ile-Ife at the center of where it operates for now, Talent QL's value proposition spreads across 3 offerings. The first one is hiring and managing engineering talent for global companies rethinking their hiring strategy in the wake of the pandemic. In addition to managing these developers, Talent QL trains them to imbibe client culture, work ethic, and professionalism.
We are not project-based, we are engineering-based, we are talent-based. And why our team is different is we make sure this talent, they understand not just your culture, they understand how you work. So we make sure we take all the headaches off you. And our campus, we're going to supply with electricity, internet, and everything possible. There's even an option of we giving them accommodation to live, but we are taking them out of Lagos.
The second offering is what the company calls the talent pipeline. Now, it's no news that a good number of developers use companies in Nigeria as a stepping stone to seek opportunities outside Africa. For instance, while running TechPoint Africa, Adewale realized something.
A lot of our developers, when they come, they get better. Once they get better like this, they move on to another company that pays better and they move on to international company, Canada or somewhere. That's a reality. It's not going to go away anytime soon. And honestly, in the truth, we shouldn't even stop it, because what we have to offer the world is talent.
Presenting a win-win solution for both developers and companies, Talent QL plans to help upskill these developers and create a talent pipeline for interested local companies. The pipeline works this way. Talent QL starts a 6-month program for the best beginner to intermediate developers with little to no work experience. working remotely in Talent Curious Campus, these developers will get hands-on training of concepts in the space their employers play in.
And we move them from P0. We move these people from P0. We call them P0. We move them to P1, P2. By the time they are joining your company, they understand your culture, they understand everything, and they are working with your team. Now they are well-trained people that are now coming with experience, not just local experience. They are coming with international experience.
The first cohort program will be piloted with fintech companies between the first and second quarter of 2021. For this cohort, engineers in US-based Stripe and Square, UK-based Monzo, and German-based N26 will act as instructors and mentors to the developers. Although similar to the first, the third offering is for local companies whose developers can have access to Talent Curious Workspace. The startup will manage their developer teams remotely, while their clients in turn take care of payroll and options such as accommodation. Of all these three offerings, the talent pipeline is what gives Talent Curious an edge. Adewale compares it to Andela's previous business model, where they employed and outsourced hundreds of junior developers. But unlike Andela, Talent QL isn't keeping these engineers on its payroll, but rather building a decentralized platform for companies that need their services.
By the time people are exiting from your company, you don't need to think twice. You have your pipeline already. These people that have been monitoring, they've been in the system, they understand the system. You don't need to start hiring. Oh, we are looking for front end, or when it's needed, that's when you start hiring. So we just take the ethic of all those hiring off.
That being said, the company's focus right now is on engineering talent. However, with time, Talent Cura will dip its hands into other talent in design and content. On challenges the startup might encounter going forward, Adewale affirms that with over 20 years of experience in running companies and building talent between the founders, they understand what's in store for them.
All of us, all of the co-founders, this is not the first time running a startup.
It also helped that they recently received valuable validation by way of a $300,000 pre-seed investment led by Lagos-based investment firm Zcrest Capital, with participation from some other local investors. What's imperative is that they are riding on the wave set by their predecessors.
There are a lot of challenges we're not planning for now that will even come, direct or indirectly, but we just realized, we are betting on the future or the talent for Africa. That's the most important thing.
Thank you for listening to Built in Africa. This script was adapted by Heritage Kenny Okafo and edited by Muyiwa Matuluko. Research and interview by Heritage Kenny Okafo. Sound design by Ogene Karo Obrutu. This is a production of TechPoint Africa. I am Oluwanifemi Kolawole. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review of this podcast by searching for Built in Africa on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also email us feedback at hello@builtin.africa. For more stories on startups and innovation in Africa, please visit techpoint.africa.